BKFK listeners. In this episode, three wonderful kids will be performing with us.
I'm Josie, 7 years old, from Maryland. I like hot dogs.
I'm Lucia from Westchester, and I really like sushi.
Samuel McCormick from Massachusetts, and I do not wear regular headphones.
Thanks, guys. It's so amazing to have you on our team. Remember, listeners, if you would like to perform with us, just go to bykids4kids.co and click on audition. And now, let's get on with the story. Trang Quinn. Once upon a time, in Southeast Asia, in Vietnam to be precise, there lived a boy called Trang Quinn. He was 13 years old and by far the cleverest person in the entire country. He wasn't the cleverest person in the country of Vietnam by luck. Oh no. Trang Quinn had worked very hard at it. As soon as he started school, Trang Quinn had discovered that he really liked reading. And he found that he had a much easier time remembering things than the other children. He managed to learn all his times tables in just 1 week. And his classmates were so impressed, and his teacher was so delighted, that it encouraged him to read and memorize even more. Soon he had learned the name of every insect in the world, every animal in the land, and every type of plant in the forest, including all the details of their size, color, and what they could be used for. Next, he learned the whole history of Vietnam from the beginning of history until the present, until he could recite it all off by heart. He was lightning fast at working out problems. He could solve word and picture puzzles in only a second or two, calculate the most complex sums as fast as a computer, and solve the most baffling brain teasers in the twinkling of an eye. It wasn't long before news began to spread of the cleverest boy in the world. In time, curious neighbors and people from neighboring towns and villages began to visit Trang Quinn's house to challenge him with the hardest questions they could think of. Trang Quinn now had to study in the evening and late into the night in order to continue learning all there was to learn, exercising his brain with new problems. One day, a woman tried to put him to the test and asked him,
"What has hands that can't hold anything and a face but can't smile?"
"Oh, that's an easy one,"
the boy replied. Without even having to think, he stated,
"A clock!"
"You'll never guess this riddle,"
piped up a confident old man.
"I have streets, but no pavements. I have cities, but no buildings. I have forests, but no trees. I have rivers, yet no water. What am I?"
"You'll have to do better than that,"
said Trang Quinn, laughing.
"That's a map, of course."
And the surrounding crowd clapped and oohed and ahed with wonder and delight.
"One more, young man, one more,"
said an ancient old woman.
"A father and a son have an accident and are both badly hurt. They are both taken to separate hospitals. When the boy is taken in for an operation, the doctor says, 'I cannot operate on this boy because this is my son.' How is this possible?"
The old woman peered at Trang expectantly. Trang paused for effect, but he knew the answer perfectly well.
"The doctor?"
he said.
"Is the boy's mother."
The crowd laughed and cheered with approval. Then one day, a man arrived in the village who everybody knew was a genius. He was famous for being an expert on every subject and accomplished at a wide range of skills. This man told Trang,
"I can make a drawing of not just one wild animal, but two in just 1 minute."
He picked up two paintbrushes, one in each hand, dipped them in a bowl of ink, and drew, with just a few masterly strokes, the most amazing lion with his right hand and an incredible tiger with his left.
"Now,"
the man said to Tranquin,
"can you do better than that?"
"Well, I'm not sure,"
said Trang modestly,
"but I will do my best."
The man was puzzled when he saw Trang spread out his 10 fingers and dip them in the ink. Then he drew his fingers down the paper at the same time, gently squiggling his fingers as he did so.
"And there,"
said Trang triumphantly,
"I have drawn 10 wild animals, worms to be exact, in just 1 second.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.